My name's Will DeFries, and this is a Sunday Scaries podcast, your cure for the Sunday blues. Today we welcome someone very special to me, someone who I've spent more Sundays with than I can understand, someone who taught me how to build a fire, and someone who's long overdue for joining me on the show, my dad. And today we'll find out just exactly how he spends his Sundays. Dad, welcome to the Sunday Scaries podcast.
Thanks, Will. It's great to be here.
You've actually been a requested guest numerous times before, even before I had Mom on last year. How does that feel?
It makes me feel good. You've mentioned me a lot on there, and it's all been good.
Yeah, I'm not gonna disparage your name on my own podcast.
Even if you think I've got a lot of old stuff in my closet.
You do. You do. Are you ready to talk your Sundays?
Sure.
Well, this is a tough first question because a lot of the time I ask someone how they take their coffee, but I don't think I've ever seen you drink more than one or two cups of coffee in my entire life.
You've never seen me drink one.
Yeah. What do you do to get a morning boost? Or do you just not care about drinking coffee or tea?
If I drink anything, it's going to be iced tea, and like I have here this morning. Mm-hmm. And then I switch over to water.
But you're just not a coffee person.
I'm just not a coffee person. Last time I really drank it was in college.
Was it the flavor or
I don't know. I never really liked it. And then I saw people pouring, you know, a quart of milk in there to change the taste. And yeah. I thought, why?
That's what I do. What's your ideal Sunday breakfast look like?
My ideal one is out.
not doing it at home.
Not doing it at home, but that's pretty rare these days.
Yeah, but you make a pretty good at home Sunday breakfast.
Yeah, it is. Usually it's two or three pieces of bacon, scrambled eggs, toast with some Weeby jamming on it, and
Go ahead.
No, the Weeby jamming's made in Northern Michigan. And it's really good. I should have brought you some.
Yeah, you should have brought me some.
Yeah,
sounds up my alley. You like running errands. Mom seems to cringe when she sees you running errands. Do you have any errands that you kind of like to do on the weekend versus during the week or anything?
It's easier usually on the weekends than it is during the week. And Home Depot is usually on my list. Mm-hmm. If it's summertime, I will hit several of the garden centers to see what's new in plants.
Do you have any favorite garden centers that you'd like to call out? I think some of the listeners who might visit Northern Michigan once in a while might take that as some valuable information.
Well, one of the best ones right in Harbor Springs is Christian Rinalda's. Mm-hmm. And they have amazing plants. They grow a lot of it themselves. And you can always find something new and fun there.
There you go. Is that where I worked for one day and got...
Yeah, I think that's the place.
Yeah. That was not my best stint. I didn't think I was going to make it. I mean, I don't have a green thumb. You have a green thumb, and I think you spend a lot of Sundays out in the garden. I've watched you pretty much in two places, especially in the last like 15 years, in two very specific places, in the kitchen cooking or in the garden gardening. And I feel like those are kind of your winter, summer activities.
Basically, yeah.
Which do you prefer?
Spring and summer, I prefer being outside and making some progress around the house. In the wintertime, it's staying inside.
Do you ever get frustrated living in such a seasonal place where you can't garden more often or year-round?
Yeah, all the time. Every year. People are complaining already. It snowed. We got like 8 inches of snow there yesterday. Yeah. And people are already complaining. And it's not really the snow or the cold that everybody gets upset about. It's the gray days.
Yeah.
And no one's in a great mood.
is that already kicked in up there?
Yes, it's starting. Yeah.
That usually hits for me in like January once the holidays are over and everything's gone.
I'd say when January hits, it gets worse. And then, of course, as you know, March and April are the two worst months up there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's talk summer real quick because I want to talk to you about gardening. How did you even get into gardening? It's not an activity that I've ever known you to not do, and so it leads me to believe you've been doing this from a young age.
Well, I think looking back, I think it was probably my grandmother who lived in Birmingham, Michigan, and she had a very extensive rock garden and was written up in the newspaper several times. And I guess I was always fascinated watching her grow things, seeing them change. One time when I was really young, and I barely remember this, they gave me some watermelon, and they had a new back porch put on, and I spit the seeds all out. And they couldn't figure out what vines were growing. So suddenly one year they had a watermelon crop. That was my first planting.
I mean, that's an impressive way to do it. I'm very impressed. Were you surprised that I did not inherit the green thumb at all? Or is that kind of make sense to you? Because I don't seem to have any knowledge of the garden.
No, not really. And I don't think Betsy does either. Everybody has kind of their own thing they do.
Yeah.
I just enjoy the planning of the garden, the planting, the moving around, the mixing of colors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
I'm jealous that you have that. I wish I liked being in the garden.
And you got to like it. And you know, the funny thing is, I'll go by somebody's house and there's not a single thing in their front yard.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's not even a bush, and it's like, you know, what are they thinking? You know.
I mean, yeah, yeah. And it makes it easy on me for holidays just to get you something gardening driven too. It's pretty straightforward.
You and Sally gave me that great book on Mackinac Island Gardens.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's very inspirational.
I know. I kind of wish we would have gotten one for ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool up there. Let's shift over to the cozier stuff, the kitchen. I feel like you weren't as into cooking when I was younger as you are now.
I really wasn't. And I can't tell you why. We ate out a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. I think my, like, the meal that I go back to the most as a kid was eating like prime rib once a week at the pier downtown.
Yeah, exactly.
It was pretty darn good. Do you have any cozy recipes that you like to do, or do you have any fallback recipes that you rely on during the cold months?
Well, you can tell it's fall when, the comfort recipes start coming out, and, you know, your mom does a great meatloaf. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, yeah.
I just did a lemon chicken orzo soup.
Okay. I've had that from you before, I think. Yeah, or at least some type of iteration.
It's easy to do, and we can have it for dinner, and then we have it for lunch the next day, and then we have it for dinner a night later.
What about your Italian wedding soup?
That's another favorite.
I feel like you don't make that as much in recent years.
I only made it once or twice last year.
And, so good.
Yeah, your mom mentioned it the other day that maybe it's time for that one to come back out.
Mom does a pretty good pot roast, too.
Excellent pot roast. That's a Sunday night thing.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. You guys both have your recipes that I feel like I look forward to equally.
Yeah, I sort of find it fun to experiment and, you know, rip out a recipe from a magazine, whatever, and we'll try it and we'll say, nope, that doesn't work. And your mom always says, why do you always try new stuff? Well, let's just stay with the good stuff.
Do you still keep all the recipes in like a book, or do you?
Yeah,
do you
I've have got a, four books.
Do you keep it digital at all?
No.
Is there any reason for that? You just like the physical?
Because I'm so old school.
Yeah, I get it.
And it's, I don't know, I just the other day, I threw out about a third of the recipes that I thought, I'm never going to do these.
Yeah.
So we're wheedling it down to the solid, true ones.
Well, you have always liked to read. You've always had a chair that it's always been in our living room. That is your chair that you read in. And whether it's books, newspapers, magazines, coffee table books, there's just a ton of things that you dive into. Like on a nice little Sunday, what do you look forward to reading the most?
I used to read three newspapers on Sunday. Now I'm down to one newspaper, the Traverse City Record Eagle, which is a good regional.
I was going to say, I'm surprised that that's the one that you've whittled it all down to. Did you do national, local, and then very local?
We used to do Detroit Free Press, Detroit News, but those have sort of slid down to nothing.
Okay.
and what they're covering really has no meaning for me anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not the big city guy any. And USA Today was always a big one, but now it's just local.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that I've always kind of had an affinity for magazines, books, and especially coffee table books, just because you always had them around. And you, I mean, even now you just have stacks of them, and there's something comforting about it. I like it.
Someday you're going to have to get rid of them all.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. I mean, there are some, like, I mean, I look back at like the New Yorker cartoon book that you had back in the day. And then, I mean,
we still have them.
You just had a ton of those coffee table books that I would just sit there and page through. And I think that affected my life a lot more than I realized now.
Well, the funny thing is that's what I did as a kid, too, because we had some growing up. And they're just, you have the right book. They're fun to go through every once in a while and bring back memories.
All right. Here's the big question. How would you spend your ideal Sunday?
Well, the thing I look forward to the most every Sunday morning is sleeping in till at least like 9. Mm-hmm. That never happens. It seems like, you know, I'm wide awake at 7 o'clock, which means there's an afternoon nap coming in.
Oh yeah.
So after that, it's watching CBS Sunday Morning News and seeing what's going on, and then checking, of course, Facebook and seeing who's doing what.
Just hanging out.
Hanging out and having breakfast. And then, again, in the summer, getting outside doing stuff. In the winter, it's trying to, excuse me, catch up on whatever needs to be done in the house, where there always seems to be the honeydew list that I've never fully finished.
You'll get there one day.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Do you have, something I actually meant to ask you about earlier, which I feel like is very much in the rotation during these months for you at least, is building a fire.
It is. And matter of fact, we just talked about that the other day, that I only have enough wood for one fire. And we, as soon as I get home, I've got to start making some calls to find somebody to deliver some good wood.
Yeah, if we have any, if we have any local Northern Michigan wood plugs, please reach out to my dad. As
he
needs a cord of wood dropped off ASAP.
Yeah, we have talked about switching over to gas. It doesn't have the same ambiance is a good wood fire crackling away, but it's so easy just to press a button.
I don't think you should. I think mom wants that more than you do.
I think she wants it because if I'm not home and she's home, she can push the button and have a fire.
I think so too. Well, are there any other things you want to do on your ideal Sunday?
Not really. It's sort of just a laid back day. Lately, yeah, I don't know if you heard this, but your least favorite minister left the Presbyterian Church in Harvard.
Call him out like that.
And
so we can start going back again?
We can start. I've gone back twice and your mother's gone back once.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Maybe there'll be a Christmas service near you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Dad, thank you so much for coming on. This has been a pleasure.
This has been great.
And long overdue. If you liked what you heard today, make sure to subscribe, review, or tell a friend in need about this podcast. By subscribing, you guarantee that each and every episode gets delivered directly to your phone every Sunday that the podcast is in season. You can also follow along on Twitter at Sunday Scaries and Instagram, which is at Sunday.Scaries, or you can follow me both on Twitter and Instagram at Will DeFreeze. And remember, always trim the wicks on your scented candles. See you next Sunday. Maybe.